Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
It's a pleasure to welcome Mariana Yaroskaya, film producer, and right now our guide at Cannes, the film festival. She comes to us from Cannes, where she's shown her newest venture, Lubos Hope is the name. It's a biopic of a young woman named Lubov Sobol. This is the Navalny story, the persecution of Navalny and his friends by the Russian Federation led by Vladimir Putin. I welcome Mariana to introduce us to Cannes, because she's gone from a film about extreme fear to a place of extreme happiness, the Cannes Film Festival. Mariana, congratulations. You've shown your movie already, your film, and you are now in the apparatus of Cannes. Who is there? What is it like to be at Cannes for the first time or the fifth time? I don't know how many times you've been there, but I've never been there. What's it like? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you so much for having me on your program. And this is my 23rd Cannes. I first came to Cannes as an American Pavilion emerging filmmaker when Kodak was hosting young filmmakers, with my very first film produced and directed in Russia called Undesirables, which received the Student Academy Award. And that was in the year 2000, and I fell in love with Cannes, and I've been coming back every year since then. And I believe this is the largest cultural event on the planet. So this year I came with a film that I directed and Paul Gregory produced, and there were other producers, Mitchell Block and producer Mark Jonathan Harris, both Oscar winning producers. And this is a documentary, and yes, it's called Lubos Hope.
Who is the principal character, Lubov Sobol? Who is she, and what is her risk right now?
Lubov is Alexei Navalny's second in command. She was his first employee and his lawyer. She was a head of Navalny's investigation committee. Navalny is a famous opposition figure who died in prison last year. So Luba almost single-handedly, back when the organization was very small, took on Prigozhin, if you remember who that was. It was Putin's cook, Putin's big military commander. So she was making reports about him, and he, as a vengeance, he tried to kill her husband. And then he actually threatened her as well. So she was also poisoned like Navalny, and she ended up fleeing the country. So this is her story, and it spans 10 years of her life.
All right. So the biopic was already shown at Cannes, but one more detail. You're in the press room at Cannes. Outside is a beautiful night. Are there big yachts floating off the in the harbor and glamorous people wandering around? Is that what it's like?
Absolutely. And it's all about, of course, glamour and celebrity. And yesterday I sat down next to Julian Assange, who was just released from prison. And there was this big movie about him, and he was greeted with almost 10 minutes of standing ovations as a local hero in Cannes. And today there was a new film, the first film of Pierre Richard, a famous French movie star. He finally made his own movie, but he stars in it as well. And I just walked out of a movie theater where Pierre Richard was greeting his audience. So, you know, every day you meet some celebrity, whether you love them or hate them. But this is a, you know, gathering of quite prolific, interesting people.
Now, there is business to be done, I believe. You're showing the film, the video, and their distributors watching it, taking notes. How does it work? How is the business right now?
I want to say that the 10 films that are presented, that are in competition in Cannes, is just the very tip of the iceberg. The actual iceberg is the Cannes market, where movies, tens of thousands of movies are bought and sold. And this is the largest movie market on the planet. And basically, there are many screening rooms. There are maybe 100, I don't know how many. And each room, all the time, from 8:30 in the morning until midnight, screens films nonstop. And what we've experienced, you enter a film. Our film was not in a major competition. It was entered in a market. So it was open to journalists. It was open to festival programmers, distributors and buyers, to people specifically interested in the topic. And I got to, as a director, I got to approve or deny the requests to come and see the movie. And there was also a repeat screening online, and we got a lot of interest. Like, for example, yesterday we had a Harvard Film Archive head write to us, or a programmer from the Rotterdam Festival. So we just gauge the interest for the film. So, yes, it is business.
Yes, and the website to watch the progress of Lubos Hope is mayfilms.com, mayfilms.com. Now, previously we had a conversation about women in the gulag, which wound up, I believe, censored on Russian television. Do I remember that correctly? It's been a few years.
Yes. In 2019, my film that was also co-produced by Paul Roderick Gregory from Hoover Institution was shortlisted for an Academy Award, which actually sparked a lot of interest from Russian press and Russian television. And it was even purchased by Aeroflot. But Russian television, yes, censored it and deleted the last scene where we have the double of Stalin and double of Putin sort of hugging on the Red Square in front of tourists, and tourists are taking pictures of them. So Russian television cut and censored that scene. That was our previous film.
I'm going to presume that the film you now have is not going to be shown on Russian television, because you're presenting Navalny's story. Is that correct? There's no interest in Russian television.
Not only there is no interest from the side of Russian television, I believe that having this movie made might be an issue, probably with the Russian authorities.
Right.
And I think that a lot of our crew that took part in the film didn't want to be listed as part of the crew. They had to stay anonymous. So in the credits, we wrote that we're very thankful to those who took part in the film or helped create this film, but didn't want to, decided or elected to stay anonymous. To me, this is a creative, artistically told story of a woman rebel, of a woman in a position, of a woman activist who does not surrender. She is deemed a terrorist and an extremist by the Russian government. So if she ever gets back to Russia, she faces 20 years in prison.
Mariana Yarovskaya in Cannes, Lubos Hope, mayfilms.com is the website. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.